coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Welcome back, Tailgate Nation. The Girl Sergeant John Largent blasting this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, 49 countries across the globe holding strong. And we really do appreciate you downloading episode number 79 of Tailgate Radio. Can it be that we've been doing this for that long? I guess it is. We've got a great show for you this week. We're going to be talking with the Wandering Spectator. He's going to let us know what he's all about and how he gets to really live, you know, the dream that a lot of us want to do, and that is travel the country, visit great stadiums and arenas and tracks across the country, and just live the lifestyle of a spectator sports fan and get to partake in all the traditions, foods, game day environment, and everything associated. So we'll be visiting with the Wandering Spectator, Bill Saturday, a little bit later. I want to thank you, first of all, for your tremendous feedback on last week's show. You know, last week we did a knockoff of Jimmy Fallon's mean tweets. Not Jimmy Fallon. I say that every time. Jimmy Kimmel's mean tweets. We did an unpleasant tweets segment, and we just got overwhelming response to that, and in the process got some fodder for the next time we do it. But we will definitely resurrect that segment again and do that in the next month or so. But it was really it's really fun to listen. There's some really smart ass people out there, and I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just there people just have some biting sense of humor and sarcasm, and it was well received. So we certainly do appreciate you and your feedback on Twitter. You can check us out, by the way, on Twitter at Tailgate Radio and let us know what you think. Hopefully it won't be a mean or unpleasant tweet. But if it is, hey, you may be on the next show. So, you know, sock it to us, baby. If you think you got what it takes, we don't shy away from anything around here. Also want to remind you to check out our website over at Tailgate Radio at tailgateradio.com. It's as simple as that. We'd love for you to come over there, and we're going to be revamping that over the next few weeks to just freshen it up a bit, give it a new look, give it a new feel, and may add some video content over there and just really get you more involved in not that you're not involved now. Don't get defensive. You're very involved and you're very interactive as our audience, and we certainly do appreciate it. But we think that we can really create some new opportunities for you to do that. One of the things that we're going to be doing starting next week, and I don't have a schedule yet, so you'll have to check your local listings or check the Twitter feed. That's another reason why you want to follow us on our Twitter, is that you will be getting these updates. We're going to be doing some live video conferencing, and I don't know exactly what that means. We're using an app called Blab, B-L-A-B, and it's actually going to give us an opportunity to have you guys help co-host the show. So if you're interested and you've got a take that on wherever it is you live and however it is you spend your time tailgating or whatever fan or whatever team you follow, it's going to create some opportunities for us to co-host a live video segment together. So if you have a camera and you're interested in doing that, reach out to me at Tailgate Radio on Twitter, and we'll set that up and we'll see how it goes. But I think that it's that, you know, the continued evolution of the technology that goes on in the world we live in, where we can, you know, continue to interact across the world, really. I still do my periscoping on Fridays, and we get a lot of people from a lot of different countries that tune in on that, and that's something that we will be continuing as well. But we're always looking for new ways to interact with our fans, and that's certainly going to be something that we're going to tinker with, and we're going to figure out how to do it best. And, you know, we may be doing some product demos live and some additional video feeds and things like that. But we, man, there's just so many things that we can do with Tailgate Radio and, you know, the Game Day Media Network that we're working through, that we're still working to create that perfect balance of our weekly podcast, some additional content, some incentives to check us out on Twitter. We're talking to some companies right now about doing some more giveaways. You know, we had the Fine giveaway this fall during football season with the good folks at Kielbasa Provision Company. They provided that great giveaway, and we're going to be doing more of that in the future. So we're looking forward to that. We're also looking forward to debuting here in a couple of weeks on WXTR Radio, and we're going to be, you can check that out at on xtronlineradio.com, and we will be in a block on Thursday nights. Every Thursday night, which is appropriate because we come to you on our podcast on Thursday nights. Every week, a new show is released to the masses at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And so we're going to be doing that live internet radio gig on WXTR, and we're excited about that. Big weekend in sports, and I know that nobody in the world could have predicted the bracket that turned out this year in the NCAA tournament, or tournament, as some of you say. Neither is wrong. Don't be a hater. We say tournament in this part of the world, and I'm sure you might say tournament in your part of the world, or maybe not. Maybe you say it in a different language altogether. Nonetheless, we've got a great Final Four, some surprises, and, you know, rather than talk about the individual teams and which ones are going to make the cut, just remember the process that, you know, I saw a couple of stats. Both Yahoo Sports and ESPN had, I think, combined 26 million brackets that were filled out for their fantasy leagues or whatever, and not a single one was left standing. So that tells you how unpredictable and how much fun college basketball is. So we're looking forward to that. And on next week's show, we will have a congratulatory segment to the champions of the 2016 NCAA College Basketball Championships. For those of you that like your action a little more choreographed and a little more physical, this is a big weekend for a lot of sports entertainment fans as WrestleMania 32. You know, wrestling is huge business. And whether you say, oh, it's that fake stuff or not, they're going to fill up AT&T Stadium in Dallas with over 100,000 fans this weekend. And they're currently having their, you know, their pre-event fan convention or whatever it's called. I think it's called Access. And I've been to one of those before, and it rivals anything that the NFL or the UFC or Major League Baseball or any sports property does. They are a major player. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, and I remember seeing one time that it's in the top four, no, excuse me, it's in the top eight or nine sports properties in the world. So, you know, you got your Manchester U, you've got your Cowboys, and right up there alongside those properties is World Wrestling Entertainment. So we wish those guys best. You know, one of our co-hosts during football season, Sho Funaki, he is a former WWE, well, I say former, he's a former WWE in-ring wrestler, and he is going to be calling all the action for WWE Network Japan. So we're excited for Sho, and we're excited for his new endeavors with the WWE as a broadcast announcer for all their big pay-per-view events and things, and we certainly wish him all the best as well. When we come back from the break, we're going to have the wandering Spectator, Mr. Bill Salerty. And stick around with us. We've got a great, great show this week right here on Tailgate Radio. You know, Tailgate Nation, this is a big weekend in sports. This is the end of March 2016. It's a big weekend in sports. March Madness is wrapping up. The Final Four is here, and I'm sure that you had an unblemished bracket, and there were no surprises on your bracket. Also, WrestleMania 32 takes place this weekend in Arlington, Texas at Jerry World. But you know, as we wrap up March, it is the third month of the year. It also happens to be our friends over at Harry's third year anniversary as a business. And if you're new to Harry's, I've got a special deal to you to try three of their expertly crafted five blade German razors, a handle, and a shave cream for just $10 with offer code GAMEDAY. You know, as I've told you guys before, every time I go into the drugstore, I'll walk down the aisle, I see the razors, I have to stop and smile and wait because I don't have anybody there to unlock that glass fortress, and I have to pay those astronomical prices if I end up doing business there. No more. Nay, Harry's is the only shaving company that has both amazing quality and low prices. It's German engineered, five blade cartridges, close, comfortable shave, no cuts, no burns, quality guaranteed, and a full refund. If you're not happy, you can't beat a deal like that with a stick. Factory direct prices, cut out the middleman, ships right to your door. And they sell their blades for half the price of the leading brands. Over a million guys have already made the switch. Be one of the thousands who makes that switch today. And as I was saying before, why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them half price at Harry's.com? The Harry's Starter Set is an amazing deal. For just $15, you get a razor, moisturizing cream, and three razor blades. And you know, Harry's doesn't like to discount because their prices are already really low, but we've got a special deal out there for the Tailgate Nation. Harry's will give you $5 off your first order with promo code GAMEDAY. Stop overpaying for a great shave. Go to Harry's.com right now. That's Harry's.com and enter the code GAMEDAY at checkout. That's Harry's.com. You know, one of my favorite things to do is to hear from people that get to travel the country and experience the great sporting events that take place across this great land. And one of the best at doing that, he's got his own blog. It's called Wandering Spectator, and he is the Wandering Spectator. His name is Bill Salerday, and we've got him right here on Tailgate Radio. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on.
First of all, the Wandering Spectator. I love the name. Where did that come from?
You know, it's just as you introduced yourself. I mean, that's what I do, right? I kind of wander around the country, and I always said I excel at spectator sports. So love going around, and I travel a lot for business, and fortunate enough to have some time to usually go out and hit a ballpark or an arena and, you know, catch a game, whether that's professional or minor or even, you know, concerts and some unusual events that I've been able to partake in as well along the way. So it was just kind of natural for Wandering Spectator to kind of come about.
Was this just a natural outgrowing of the fact that you're out, you're in an unfamiliar area, and while you're there, you may as well take in the sights, sounds, and being a sports fan, the activities that go on in that area?
Exactly, right. So it's, you know, you're absolutely right. I've been a kind of a sales guy on the road for, you know, several years, and you know, in the evenings, right, if you don't have a customer dinner, and sometimes if you do, you make that dinner out at a ballpark or an arena or something. So just kind of fill the time. And, you know, when I go out, it's not only, it's not just about kind of seeing the event and, you know, partaking in the actual game, but it's also taking in the, you know, when I say the sights and the sounds and the smells, right, and kind of enjoying the local beverages and kind of the local food as well. So it's it was a kind of combination of all of that. And I said, hey, you know, along the way, I've had quite a few interesting experiences, to say the least. So what I started doing was really just starting to kind of write up and document those and put them into a blog and kind of keep a running journal of my travels throughout the U.S.
You know, that's one of the things that I really enjoy when we go to different cities and do tailgating events is, you know, so many times the rest of society looks the same. All the restaurants look the same. All the stores look the same. But when you go out and you spend time with the traditions, with those different sports teams and the foods and the drinks, and like you said, the sights, sounds, and smells, it really does still accentuate how unique each location that you go to really can be.
Yeah, and it's exciting. I mean, the different traditions at each ballpark, like I said, the different, you know, the different food is always interesting, from, you know, boiled peanuts in Atlanta, you know, to having fish tacos in San Diego, right? It's, you know, at the ballparks, it's always something different and unique. And, you know, now with kind of the, you know, the way craft breweries are really kind of coming on the scene, a lot of the ballparks have kind of gone away from the big, you know, beverage houses and kind of gone to craft brews. So now you kind of get a taste of the local beers as well. So it's just something that I've always enjoyed and, you know, always kind of, I always talked about it. And like I said, then usually along the way, I kind of make it a point to, you know, talk to some of the locals and see what they enjoy about the games, and maybe even check in, you know, even after the game, hit some of the local restaurants or bars or something like that to really kind of take in each city that I visit.
When did this switch go on for you that this was something that you think other people would be interested in, and you started documenting it through your blog?
Well, it's a great question. I think, you know, a collection of stories happened over the time, but, you know, the light bulb for me came on when we did a road trip with me and a couple of my friends. We ended up flying into Chicago one evening from Phoenix. Had a buddy that lived in Chicago pick us up, and we headed right out. We went to the Bulls Suns game, which was just so happened to be that they were in town. And, you know, we did that Friday night, but the kind of the main attraction was Iowa Penn State over in Iowa City. So after the Bulls Suns game, we kind of headed over and went to the Iowa Penn State game and had an incredible time in Iowa City. Great, you know, one of the best college venues that I've ever been to. And then we kind of, you know, afterwards we ended up in a local establishment and just had a great time with the locals and who were celebrating their big Iowa victory. And then after that, we ended up heading back to Chicago Sunday to watch the Bears and the Titans play. So it really capped off quite a weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then flying home after that, it was like, wow, what a great trip. And how fortunate we were to be able to dial in each one of those key events within a radius that was kind of drivable and attainable, with tickets that we were able to access, and you know, just having the time to be able to do all that. So after that, that's what really kind of kicked it in and said, you know what, I'm not the only fan that's out there, and I'm sure others would enjoy those types of weekends. And so I started kind of coming up with the concept around Wandering Spectator at that point. And you'll see some interesting things now. I've actually kind of branched out and doing some things around helping the travelers to line up those, you know, Wandering Spectator weekends, right? Hey, I'm a, you know, I happen to be a pretty big Penn State fan and a Buffalo Bills fan. And so I kind of look for weekends that when can I hit a Saturday Penn State game along with a Sunday Buffalo Bills game. And, you know, it's always hard to do that, line up calendars and check calendars when the schedules come out. The NFL schedule comes out in April. You're always kind of lining up the schedule to see, you know, where your favorite team is playing and maybe what else is happening that weekend. So I'm kind of automating that for the traveling fans. So you'll see some things come out on that as time goes by here. But that's part of the emphasis, if you will, for you know, creating the Wandering Spectator blog and some of the features of it.
What are some of the more unique experiences you had? You mentioned that earlier, and I'm always fascinated to hear about someone's individual experience at some of these places that you may not be familiar with, and whether it has to do with the traditions or cultures or just trying a new food or drink.
Well, I'll tell you, it just so happens that, and again, I'm probably biased here, but as a Bills fan, I've had two of my probably best and most unique experiences at Rich Stadium. The first was the 1994 AFC Championship game with the Bills ended up having picking up Chuck Mangione. If you know, Chuck is a kind of a jazz musician, actually hitchhiking to the game. He was telling me he was on his way to play the national anthem for the opening of the game. I won't give it all away. You can hit the site wanderingspectator.com and look for the Chuck Mangione game. It'll kind of walk you through the gory details of the event. But that was one. And, you know, another one that I just had recently was, you know, again, back to Buffalo. It's a rare, you know, that team has struggled over the past decade or so. So it's rare for them to get a kind of a prime time home game. They just so happen to have a Thursday night game in November. It was over the Veterans Day weekend, so they did a card stunt. But it was just an amazing atmosphere for the Buffalo fans to be able to host a Thursday night game, national television, and a game in which the Bills ended up winning. And I'll tell you, I paid for a seat, but I never used it. You know, we were on our feet the entire night. So just a great experience all around. Who can forget the Masters, right? I mean, that's just another one that I've been fortunate enough to attend the Masters, and you know, it's hard to write up what the Masters really means. And you know, anyone that's a golf fan really just needs to put it on their bucket list and hit those grounds and walk around. It is something special for sure.
What are some tips that you can give to folks that are interested in doing this and taking advantage of it? But you know, it's like anything else, you have to get started. So what would you recommend for folks that would want to live out some of their, as you called it, bucket list items that would be that would get them motivated and help them enjoy that experience more? Because I know so many times it just takes you know, sometimes a swift kick in the pants to get moving. So what tips do you have for folks out there that want to do that?
Exactly. And, you know, part of my tagline, you know, I started kicking around was, you know, start wandering and stop wondering, right? So really it's just get out there and do it, right? There's some, you know, life is short. I always said life is made up of little stories. And, you know, when you go out there, these are just little stories that you're going to have along the way. And, you know, you spend some money on it, but the experiences are just incredible. And, you know, to be able to have these experiences and understand it, it's just a lot of fun. So, you know, how does it work? Well, it's easy. You know, don't forget you can be a tourist in your own backyard as well, right? So, you know, going to local events and just, you know, here in Phoenix we happen to have, you know, four of the major sports teams. So you can, you know, pretty much make a doubleheader or a tripleheader weekend, you know, quite frequently. And just do that and to completely be a, you know, be a spectator in your own town, if you will. And then from there, you know, try to figure out, maybe you can get in the car and, you know, make it a trip via car and, you know, tie a couple of games together with, you know, with baseball season coming up. It's a great time to get out and hit some parks and, you know, baseball's pretty reasonable, you know, ticket price as well. So, you know, that's always a good thing. So, again, there's a lot of ways to do it, different budgets and so forth. It'd be awesome to, you know, to fly around and hit every major college bowl game or the, you know, college playoff game. And, you know, it's awful expensive, but it doesn't have to be that way. You can even make it into, you know, some minor league parks. You know, they offer some of the, you know, I haven't written about my stories at minor league parks, but I've got some fantastic experiences over the years of, you know, going to, you know, Lancaster, California, watching the games out there, or in, you know, Reading, Pennsylvania, watching AAA baseball. So those are just great experiences over the years.
The folks listening here on Tailgate Radio that want to learn more and read more about your adventures, how can they find you on the web or any social media that you have out there?
Yeah, so it's Wandering Spectator is the website. So you just go to wanderingspectator.com. It'll take you out to my blog site. I've got you know, Twitter handle as well. I think it's Wandering Spec at Twitter, and you can find me out there. And we're, you know, that's the primary social media, if you will, is Twitter. But the blog is posted out at wanderingspectator.com. Thanks again for having me on, John, and keep wandering.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.